It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I eat almonds every day. I love their crunch, their mouthfeel, and taste. What is so cool about almonds is they love me as much as I love them. And to explain this is Kate Geegan. She's a registered dietitian, the green nutritionist, author, media favorite, and she knows lots about almonds. Hi, Kate. I do have a love affair with almonds. Apparently my heart does too. Will you please explain?
I love it. You're speaking my language. I have to say, yeah. I feel the same way. It's not often you find a snack that is so satisfying going down, but also loves you once you've finished your snack or finished your meal because it has all those health benefits. So, let's just jump right in. I mean, we know that almonds are powerful plant nutrition. And what I mean by that is 1 ounce, which is about 23 almonds, about a quarter of a measuring cup. Or if you envision sort of your bright yellow sticky note pad, you could put layer out about 23 almonds and cover the whole pad. That's the portion we're talking about. Provide 6 grams of energy-giving protein and 4 grams of fiber, which gives you staying power. And that's really what's important when we talk about how we're eating and fueling, that not only the foods that we eat taste good and satisfy our craving, but they also keep us feeling satisfied so we won't reach for things later and we can continue to stay on track with our healthy eating goals.
So you mentioned protein and fiber, but what about all that good fat? Isn't that what makes it so satiating for me?
Well, you're right. You know, that too, I always kind of say fiber, fat, and protein is that trifecta that helps take a little bit longer to digest. It slows down absorption. It helps slow that blood sugar rise. So we get that nice slow burn of energy that keeps us fuller longer. So yeah, absolutely. Fat is one of those nutrients that, compared to say a refined carbohydrate, is going to take longer to digest and help buffer those blood sugar swings that can have us, you know, reaching for that candy jar at work or that snack drawer at home.
Kate, for the longest time, the only way I knew almonds were roasted and with a little bit of salt. But I have to say, about, I don't know, maybe a year or a year and a half ago, I fell in love with raw almonds and discovered a whole new way to enjoy my snack. But this is something I have always wondered. Does the raw and the toasted have those same nutrient proportions that you talked about, the 6 grams of protein, 4 grams of fiber, or is that just for raw? Should we be eating raw versus toasted?
That is such a great question, and, you know, I get that question myself all the time. I actually call them whole natural almonds. That's sort of the technically correct term. So if we look at roasted versus whole natural, you know, according to the USDA nutrient database, they really have negligible nutrient differences. So to me, I say whichever one floats your boat and gets you excited to snack on almonds for the health benefits, you're going to get those same benefits. You're going to get that protein, that fiber that we talked about. You're going to get that excellent source of magnesium, of the antioxidant vitamin E. And even, you know, research is showing that prebiotic potential that may help with gut health. So, no, there's no difference. You can snack away on either, depending on what excites you the most.
Well, don't you have to watch the sodium content, though, for some of those that are pretty steeped in salt?
You know, I actually, 80% of sodium in the U.S. diet comes from packaged foods, fast food, sort of processed foods from the grocery store. So to me, there's really not the evidence base that people who snack on nuts that are salted versus unsalted have different outcomes. So yes, we want to be looking at our total sodium in our diet, but really when we're snacking on nuts, that's not a place where we see it translate into reductions in blood pressure. So again, to me, if that's what the bridge we need to use, where someone prefers, like my husband love a wasabi almond. You know, if that's the bridge, then that is a very fair nutrient trade-off. We just haven't seen in the research when we look at salted versus unsalted nuts that there's a meaningful difference. But that is a great question that a lot of people have. I bet a lot of your listeners have thought about that as well.
Yeah, and I want to invite everybody to do try, you know, the roasted or what was the technical term you said? I don't want to
whole natural.
There you go, whole natural. because to me, and I don't know if that's just my palate, but to me they taste so different, and it was like two different snacks. I love them both. Don't ask me to pick. It's like choosing children, which one you love most, because I think they each have, you know, their own way to use. So I love them both. But I know one of the things that gets people, and sometimes I'll post recipes with almonds, and the first thing they say is, "Oh, almonds are expensive. Can we substitute for something else?" And I'm often like, "You can, but it won't taste the same. Almonds are just, you know, what makes this recipe." But can you speak to that? How can we make it more efficient, or a little go a long way, so that we are being cost efficient?
That is such a great question. And, you know, I work with the Almond Board of California, and they have lots of great recipes at almonds.com for just those kinds of money-saving tips and fresh ideas. What I tell my clients is put your, first you want to look at your whole food budget. So rather than looking at one particular food, how does your whole shopping cart shape up, and where might you be able to make some trades? And one of the cool things is, we know almonds are a plant-based protein, and we know that when we have more plant proteins in our diet and reduce some of the animal protein in our diet, our grocery bill can actually shrink. So that's one tip. If you really think about it on a protein basis compared to your costlier items of, say, a meat or a pork or a chicken, almonds are going to come out ahead, and that economic sort of argument we all have with ourselves at the grocery store may change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second tip would be, if you put almonds at the top as a garnish, so for your salad, for instance, chopping up almonds can make them go further and feel like a heartier, more satisfying portion. And if you put them on top right before your salad goes out, then visually you're going to be satisfied, because let's face it, we all eat with our eyes as much as with our mouth, right? I don't know about you, but at least for me, it has to look and feel that satisfying portion. So that would be one thing. You could also, with a trail mix, so you could take that ounce of almonds, but if you want to feel like you're eating a larger portion, then you can extend it with some fresh fruit, dried fruit, some seeds. And then when nuts do go on sale, store them in your freezer. There's a huge conversation right now happening in the U.S. around food waste. And we know we can get a longer storage and a longer shelf life if we store nuts in the freezer. And that's because of those heart healthy fats that you talked about. We want to slow those from spoiling, and the freezer is the perfect place to do that, which can help cut down. Again, if we're cutting back on food waste, our food budget goes a lot further.
You are singing my song, Kate. It's so, I absolutely keep all nuts in refrigerators and freezers. Just let everybody know that trail mix idea. I use slivered almonds, Carolina. That's what I use for my trail mix almond fix every day. So we have lots of great recipes, right, Carolina, on our site, but also on almonds.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, and we are running out of time. So in 10 seconds, can you maybe tell us what your favorite recipe with almonds is, so we can run and look for it? You don't even have to tell us what the recipe is, just the name.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. I mean, my favorite right now, I'm using almond milk and doing a Mexican hot chocolate. And that, I believe, is on the almonds.com website right now, with a little almond extract, almond milk, and here's the secret ingredient, a swirl of almond butter.
I love that, Kate. So go look for that, guys, on almonds.com, and look for Kate on kategegan.com, and for us on Radio MD. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.